Over the past 30 years, the IRC, the International Rescue Committee, a relief agency of humanitarian workers, healthcare and education professionals, and others working globally, has helped resettle 25,000 refugees here in Massachusetts. But as of today, its Boston office is closed. The closure leaves newly arrived refugees, many of them Iraqis, worried about navigating their new home without the IRC lifeline. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports.
Awati Felbedri lives in a cramped apartment in Chelsea with three of her children. She came to Boston in September after losing her house in Baghdad to sectarian violence. She is Sunni, and Shia took over the neighborhood. Then something far worse happened. She says her son went south to Basra to look for work. That's where he was killed by a Shia militia. Now she's far away from that violence, but struggling with new problems. She can't speak English and arrived here without knowing a soul. But she did get help from the International Rescue Committee.
We received them at the airport at 1 a.m. and we brought them here.
That's Sean Morgan, her caseworker.
The apartment was ready, the furniture was ready. The next day we took them to the public offices, we applied for Social Security, we applied for food stamps and cash assistance. She's saying that we did everything in our power to help them.
Morgan came here from Baghdad. He was worried about his family's safety back in Iraq, so he quickly changed his name when he resettled in Boston. At the IRC, he helps dozens of Iraqi families. And while Elbedri is on the phone, Morgan admits he has a soft spot for her.
I would say that she's one of my favorite clients.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, although she went through so much, she's still able to function and to, you know, keep her family together. And that's really impressive. I mean, she lost a husband, she lost a son. That's not easy.
It's easy to see why Morgan likes Elbedri. She gesticulates wildly when she speaks and smiles a lot. She's very overweight and has a lot of medical problems because of it. That's why she and many other gravely ill and wounded Iraqis have come to Boston, and part of what made it difficult for the IRC to make ends meet.
What, honey?
You want to keep these two?
No, I'm going to keep those. This is the master of the refugee women. Well, maybe they want it.
Do you want the Lost Boys one?
Until last month, Rita Kantorowski was the IRC's executive director in Boston. Now she is dismantling its office near the State House.
Boston office was open to help resettle a number of mostly Vietnamese single men, because the other agencies that may have used a local congregation, church, or another kind of group, the singles didn't quite fit their format for resettlement.
The office then started specializing in helping refugees with serious medical problems, since Boston is renowned for its hospitals. But the problem was those clients require a lot more assistance, and like Elbedri, they often can't work. And although the cost of living has increased since the IRC started this office, the federal government's subsidy for assisting refugees hasn't kept pace with inflation. In 1979, the government paid agencies $565 a month per refugee. Now it's $900. And there was no adjustment for the high cost of living in Massachusetts. Kantorowski says they've always struggled with the budget.
In the last year, with the fall of the stock market and everything that's happened recently in the recession and the economy has really made it the perfect storm.
Kantorowski hopes her clients will get help from the handful of other agencies around the state. Among them is Catholic Charities, which resettles about 100 refugees a year. Margene Perhot runs its office for Refugee and Immigration Services.
We're losing a lot of really good capacity in the area to serve refugees. And finally, I am very concerned for those refugees who are feeling really lost.
Perhot has already taken on more than a dozen of IRC's cases and says she's willing to absorb more. Another agency, the International Institute, is lobbying Congress to increase the federal subsidy for agencies that help refugees. Otherwise, they say, this work is untenable. But none of that will help Awati Felbedri. Her case was officially closed after 8 months, the limit for a refugee case. The IRC would have continued to help her. For better or worse, they had a policy of never closing cases. But now that they're closing, Elbedri and her three kids will have to find their own way. Her 18-year-old son just got laid off, so now her family's only income is $575 in welfare. But that's far from enough to cover her rent, more than $1,000 a month. Her best immediate hope is an application for rental assistance filed by the IRC. El-Bedri says she thought she would get a break after the hardship that she saw in Iraq. She didn't imagine this kind of hardship here. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.